The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Women are twice as likely as men to get stuck in and organise Christmas. A survey has found that 76% of women took responsibility for prepping most of the Christmas workload, doing it by themselves and also buying most of the presents. By Christmas Day, they feel absolutely wrecked. Henry McKean met Christmas shoppers and he has sent us this report.
According to a new survey, women are twice as likely as men to get stuck in and organise Christmas. That's 76% of women take responsibility for prepping Christmas and doing everything. We're out asking people, is it fair? And when will men actually lift a finger at Christmas?
I'm Catherine MacIver.
And Sirica MacIver.
Who does the Christmas prep in your house?
Misha.
You do it?
Me. Only me.
And has it always been you?
No. My mother-in-law has done it for years and years and years. And they were little, we used to go over, and all the family, and she'd get around everybody making puddings. And
she would do the lot?
Everything.
So puddings for everybody?
Oh, even for the hospital. I'm a survivor. I had three cancers. So I used to get all the puddings for all the nurses and everything. She'd do all that.
Well, congratulations, surviving.
Oh, I'm still here. Just about.
And you're still...
Three cancers, one after the other, I had.
Three?
Yeah.
And you're still here to tell us?
I'm just about still here. And this is my daughter, this is Sirica.
And Sirica, does your mum do all the Christmas prep?
Yeah, she does.
Mum does everything. My house is like, I'd say they see me from space. I do all the lights, everything.
The lights too, the tree?
For the tree, outside, out the back garden, front garden, where else? What else
so
do
you're
I do?
Mrs. Christmas. You love it. Or does she?
We hate Christmas.
I hate Christmas.
I'm so glad I've met someone who hates Christmas. I think that's so refreshing.
Well, her brother is in America. We don't really see him now anymore. I just think it can be a pretentious, artificial...
Yes, expensive.
I was born in May. I love the summer. I love the spring. I love the summer. I love newness.
And you love life.
Well, I do, yeah, yeah.
But
when it's
Christmas.
Good... When I'm away, we were in Valencia twice this year.
Fantastic.
You don't like Christmas.
Well, I'm not allowed to say. This is about you.
All right, okay.
Like yourself, I prefer spring. I love Halloween. I love life.
Yeah. My father, when we were kids, and he worked on the railway, and he would bring us every spring on the train to see the newborn lambs. There's
beautiful.
A memory. And we'd say they were like slow motion. And that was our little treat. It used to be a thing called the mystery train. But he knew where all the trains... So all the neighbours would ask, where's the mystery train going this? But he wouldn't tell them.
So you loved the lambs frolicking in the spring? You loved it?
We love animals. We don't eat them. We're vegan-y.
No, you're not. She's such
okay,
a liar.
Okay, we're sort of vegan-y.
So, like, that's the thing. The lambs are eaten. But back to Christmas, you feel it's... commercialized, it's hard on lonely people, it's hard on
Very.
Women. They have to do all the cooking and the cleaning and the prepping, and they've got to deal with the teenagers that are moody and who are
Everything.
Entitled.
Everything. Women are amazing.
I work in Penny's and it's exclusively women in all up since August trying to get Christmas things together. Lists of what they can budget every week, where they're going to do the food shopping next.
Yeah.
Men come in and buy one pair of pajamas and ask for a gift receipt.
So the ladies do the lot, and Penny's right now is very much Christmas central.
It's like not since before Halloween, and before my mom did it, my granny passed away. It was in her house. It was only the women in the kitchen. The men were down
men
with a drink.
Sitting around watching.
I think there might be a little bit of weaponized incompetence in that one. I'll do it poorly so that we won't get asked to do it again.
Is that fair, or are men just useless?
No, I don't think
they choose to
be. No, but they're brought up like that. I mean, I had two brothers, and my mother would ask me to go in the kitchen and get them knife and fork, and you know, and shown me how to use the washing machine, shown me how to. And my brother's marching up and down, looking out the window, bored. What else will I do today? So it's gradually turning. Slowly, but not completely. We've a long way to go.
I think it's Mrs. Claus does a lot more work at Christmas time than she gets credit for.
I'm chatting to the Darnells from Ohio. Who does all the Christmas work and prep in your home?
I do the shopping, the decorating, and all the other things that need to be done. And you?
I do the Christmas baking with a lot of cookies.
So and, you do something.
Oh, yes, very much. And we have the neighbors over to share in all the Christmas cookies and have a party. And I also do all the outdoor decorating. We do a lot of outdoor lights and things outdoors.
So your house is totally lit up?
Yes, very much.
Pretty much. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that must take ages. Mm-hmm. Are they telling the truth?
Yeah, they both spend a lot of time on Christmas.
I'm already exhausted. I've been Christmas shopping in Dublin.
Well, I'd say my wife does more of it than I do. I do a bit, but when it comes to thinking about Christmas presents and who gets what, I'll be honest with you, she does more of it than I do.
This survey found that 76% of women took responsibility for prepping most of Christmas when it comes to the workload, everything from the food to the presents. But I'm noticing you have a Christmas, make Christmas done stores bag. So you are actually Christmas shopping.
I am indeed. And I'm trying to get it done early because I hate leaving it to the last few minutes and the last few days. By then I prefer to be taking it easy, relaxing and hanging out with friends. So I try to be organized in the beginning of December and get what I need to do and get it done.
Who does all the work in your house for Christmas?
My granny does. She cooks the turkey and all of the Christmas dinner.
So she does most of it?
Yeah, she does.
And how old is she?
She turned 70 this year.
My ma would be doing most of the work along with my dad. My dad would be cleaning and my ma would be cooking, and then my auntie Sharina would help in too.
So the auntie Sharina would also help?
Yeah, she'd put in her effort too, along with all of my other uncles and family. So it's all a bit, everybody joins in and everybody helps, so...
And what about you? Do you do anything?
Me and my sister would be doing a good bit of work cleaning up.
And do you think it's fair that normally the lady of the house, like 100 years ago, does everything?
I don't think it was very fair. A lot of the times I do understand that there has to be a 50-50 in a relationship of either a woman working and a man cleaning, or the other way around, or however it goes. But a woman doing the majority of all of the housework, cooking, cleaning, looking after kids, making sure that all the errands are run, all of that, whilst the man just had to work back then, wasn't very fair on anybody.
My name is Owen McNally. I'm someone who naturally lets things get away from them, and I think Christmas is that kind of time between finances and ideas for gifts. My other half is certainly probably has her Christmas planning and shopping finished by mid-November.
So really organized. And yourself, like me, last minute.
Yeah, it's I managed to pick up a few books for myself today.
So you went Christmas shopping and you ended up buying books for yourself.
For myself.
That's okay. You can wrap them and give them to yourself.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the extended world, that's the issue. But I'm planning on getting better this year.
And where will you spend Christmas Day?
I will be in Dublin, back in my parents' house, my family home. Been planning on between my girlfriend's from Belfast, and we're trying to plan a shared Christmas at some point, but it's yet to happen, mainly because I can't drive. So.
Will it be your mum doing most of the work in the Christmas
in the house? We all like to chip in, but we won't pretend it's not her show with us as supporting acts.
And do you think that's a lot of pressure on mums everywhere? Not just the cost of Christmas, but the physical toil of all that work.
At least for my own mother, she doesn't get too neurotic or obsessive with, you know, laying out a spread. I think she's good at managing expectations. You know, none of us want to create a kind of a stressful Christmas atmosphere. You know, it's more about a bottle of wine, you know, a bit of music, and we're all chipping in with, you know, stuffing and the mash and all that.
So we all kind of get stuck in. My little sister in particular gets very excited about dressing the house up, but when it comes to Christmas dinner, my mum and me and my sister would be the big.
So you're the big Christmas people in the
house? Yeah, 100%. My brother as well. We all kind of did work together. Yeah.
And when it comes to the prep, who does all the shopping? Who prepares the meals? Who pays for it all?
Oh, mum. Yeah, she's... I just live with my mum. She's a single mother, so she's kind of the queen bee. She takes
care
of everything.
She does it all.
She does, yeah. She's a real powerhouse.
And do you think mums should be celebrated at this time of the year? I mean, if we break it down, it's the mums across the nation that do it all.
I don't think they should be celebrated just this time of year. They should be celebrated all year round. Yeah.
And let's talk about your Christmas morning. What happens?
We wake up and we have a big breakfast. We do presents. Then we kind of crack on with the day. We go for a swim up by Sea Point, Christmas swim.
So you have a whole routine?
Yeah, of course. We have a routine. Brussels sprouts. You can't not have Brussels sprouts on Christmas.
So you like Brussels sprouts?
Oh, I love them. They're so underrated.
And you're the only person I've met who likes them. And your mum, does she do all that food prep or do you help out too?
Oh, we all help out, all hands on deck. Yeah.
Who does all the Christmas prep in your home?
Traditionally, I would say my mother. Like, historically, growing up, she always made it really special for me and my siblings. Now, I am with a girlfriend, and she does all the planning, and I just kind of go with it. In my situation, it's definitely that they want to do it.
And do you think we put too much pressure on ourselves at Christmas? Do you think ladies everywhere feel that pressure to make it all perfect?
Yeah, I'm sure it can get to them at a certain point. I know everyone wants the Christmas to always be as special and perfect as it can, and that can definitely be pressure for them.
And that report from Henry McKee.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.